Penrod was among the first men into the city of Omdurman. There were still small pockets of resistance among the pestilential hovels and stinking slums, but he ignored them, and with a troop of his men rode to the palace of Osman Atalan. He dismounted in the courtyard. The buildings were deserted. He strode into them with his bared sabre in his hand, calling her name. "Rebecca! Where are you?" His voice echoed through the empty rooms. Suddenly he heard a furtive movement behind him, and whirled round just in time to deflect the dagger that had been aimed between his shoulder blades. He flicked back his blade, catching his assailant as he struck again, slicing open his wrist to the bone. The Arab screamed, and the dagger fell from his hand. With the point of the sabre to his throat, Penrod pinned him to the wall behind him. He recognised him as one of Osman Atalan's agajirs. "Where are they?" Penrod demanded. "Where are Al-Yamal and Nazira?" Clutching his wrist, the blood from his severed artery pumping sullenly, the Arab spat at him. "Effendi," Yaqub spoke from behind Penrod's shoulder. "Leave this one to me. He will speak to me." Penrod nodded. "I will wait with the camels. Do not be long. The remorseless Yaqub will waste little time." Twice Penrod heard the captured Arab scream, the second time weaker than the first. But at last Yaqub came out. "The oasis of Jeddah," he said, and wiped the blade of his dagger on his camel's neck.